At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, 4 o'clock hour here on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame members Rush just announced their 50-something tour. You want to see them? Grab a chance for you and a guest to win a flyaway to this legendary band at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The prize includes tickets to the show, round-trip airfare, and a two-night hotel stay. Don't miss out. You can enter right now at WQAM.com. It is a national contest. I saw Rush in concert with Warren Cromartie.
Oh, the cornerback with all those kids?
No, that's Aaron Cromartie. Warren Cromartie, of course, talking hardball with the Crow.
Call me, homie.
Talking hardball with the Crow. Call me, homie. You don't know Warren Cromartie?
No. I used to intern
Stop
for him.
Stop it.
He's black.
You don't know Warren Cromartie?
No.
Legend on the radio down here.
Legend on the radio. Homie.
Oh, no, I don't know him.
Talking hardball with the Crow. So he played in Montreal. Rush is a Canadian band and huge baseball fans. And when Crow was playing for the Expos, like, he was legendary. And they became friendly. And then Crow used to do a segment with me when I did mornings on 790, and we became friendly. Rush was coming to, it wasn't called Amerant Bank Arena back then. You remember what it was? Was
probably
it
BB&T, maybe? Back then. Oh, and, I went to that concert too, I think.
Did you? Yeah.
Warren has a Michael Strahan mouth.
Warren? Yeah, he does. He's got the missing tooth.
It's a missing tooth or a gap?
I think a gap, yeah.
That tooth could fit in there.
Man, Warren Cromartie, I got stories of him. Holy mackerel. Did we have fun? That dude had fun on the radio. He used to talk baseball, and he would do this whole... He used to do like a two-hour show on QAM, just baseball-related, and he would just take call after call. And it was, call me, homie. Talking hardball with the Crow. Call me, homie.
I used to screen his calls.
Did you?
Oh, he was a monster. Yeah.
You screen calls for Crow?
Yeah, he was one of the weekend hosts when I was an intern at 790, and I would screen calls for the Crow.
Yeah. Oh, man. He was a nut job. I love Crow.
Anytime to this day that I see or hear Hanley Ramirez's name, I only hear it the way that Warren Cromartie says it.
He had quite the affect. All right. Josh Appel is sitting in with us because we had the Tua sound in the last segment. We didn't get to talk much with Appel. And Solana is going to be leaving soon because he's got the red, white, and pink game at the Kaseya Center tonight, which, by the way, you can hear on 560?
AM 560 today is the red, white, and pink game. And Panthers play the Detroit Red Wings. That'll be on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Right. So Panthers, FM, Heat, red, white, pink scrimmage on AM. Panthers are also on TNT tonight. nationally if you want to watch the game. So let's get headlines here. We'll talk with Appel, but let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
So Tua spoke after practice. I know we just played the audio there, and I don't know. I mean, I feel like most people just don't care at this point, right? About
yeah, I wonder, how's it being received on social media?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out, but was there anything he could say today where people were just going to be like, oh, okay.
See, that's the thing, because I saw someone on our chat here, right, forced apology. Well, so yeah. Then there's nothing, like, if he goes up there, there's literally, and by the way, I get it. Yeah. I get it. People are frustrated with the Dolphins. They're frustrated with Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, Stephen Ross, and now two of the postgame. Like, I get it. I get people being frustrated so that there's nothing that can be said that's going to satiate your need for some sort of, you know, ending to this drama, because it ain't happening. No.
And he volunteered the information, got yelled at, and had to apologize. That's why I compared him to like a kid. Go say sorry to your sister. You shouldn't have hit her. I saw you. Like, yeah, everybody knew what was coming.
It's just like, I can't believe, again, that in year six of him being the franchise quarterback of this, like, he's still making that mistake at the podium. It's not the first time that he said something that he probably shouldn't. Obviously, not to this degree where it was a national story afterwards. But he had his slip-ups at the podium in the past.
I was literally going to say, when has he ever done this before?
Again, not to this extent, but he has misspoken on things that kind of make you go, huh? Like, he's not very good at that aspect of this, and I think he steps over himself and steps on himself a little too often, and it, you know, bit him here.
But no, he didn't make mistakes like this because he didn't talk for real. He did cliches and. True. We just got to get better, move to the next team. We're just getting prepared for the Bills. We're just getting prepared for the Bengals.
I prefer that.
For the first 5 years, he did that. It was this season that he started. That's why I said, I think this is getting built. It's building up in him that he's like, they don't look at him as a starting quarterback. People don't look at him like they look at Josh Allen, like they look at Lamar, like they look at Matt Stafford. Oh, little Tua down in Miami. Hey, big man, how you doing down there with your cute little offense? And I think it's getting to Tua because something, when this season started, Tua just started getting out of pocket almost. You're like, Tua, what is this? Is this a clone of Tua? Because Tua doesn't talk like this. He's not going to slap the hell out of nobody, but he does have an ego. He's worth $250 million. He has a little.
You get to a point where you go, hey, kiss my ass if you don't like what I'm doing out here.
This is Tua's extent of kiss my ass. He doesn't have kiss my ass in him. But this is his extent of kiss my ass. Y'all stop asking me these dumbass questions.
He does get a little too honest sometimes, though, Crowder. I have to disagree with you. He doesn't always take the QB coach speak approach to things. That's what's gotten him in some mess before. It's been exacerbated now because the team has been bad and he's regressed too. But I remember last year or 2 years ago him saying, "Bruh, I don't care who the offensive line is. I get that ball out fast." Just things like that where he's setting himself up to be mocked. But yeah, I mean.
Oh, wait a second, though. That's not fair either, because if he's being, you know, alpha male there going, I don't care who the O-line is, I'm going to get the ball out fast, you rip him for that, but then you rip him when he says, I can't do what Josh Allen does.
Yeah.
Which side do you want him to be, man?
Neither.
He also had the Cam Newton incident.
Neither.
I don't know if you want to call that an incident, but he also had that one too.
Bro,
a few weeks
he got
ago.
After getting paid. He what do you say, Appel? Yeah. Where after he got paid, he's like,
show me the money.
No,
show me the money.
That for sure. But he also said something along the lines of like, you know, I proved a lot of people wrong or something like that. Where it was obviously a direct shot at Brian Flores. And by the way, I kind of like that. But if you get paid and then kind of start flexing a little bit publicly, get prepared for the backlash. Which I don't think he was prepared for. You missed 6 games last season, and then this year you start 1-5. You're glazing Josh Allen more than anybody in Buffalo ever has for some reason. You're saying, I don't care what happens in the games because then I'm going to go home and I'm going to be able to play video games with my kids and they're going to love me anyways. Which, again, I don't think should be taken out of out of proportion, but because the state of the franchise right now, people are just sick of it. They're just sick of it.
He also loves to do the, I'd like to see anybody of you guys eating chips on your couch.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it. Like,
he likes to do that line
a lot.
Yeah. Tua was asked about.
That's how I feel about the people, you know, putting their 2 cents in on the YouTube chat. Hey, you go do a radio show. Yeah, tough, tough chat guy. Eating your Go-Gurt at your office at work, firing off a chat comment here and there.
Yeah, you try eating avocado toast every morning and doing Wordle and then sitting down in my son's room to do the radio show.
This was Tua Tagovailoa, some more quotes. Thanks to Tobin, who turned this stuff around like within seconds. This is him saying that he won't speak about what happened between him and the players and their conversations.
What's the benefit you guys get out of it? How would you classify how those meetings go?
Well, I would say that's something that, you know, rule number one, protect the team. That's something that I think we should be keeping in-house. So I don't want to speak about that.
Yep.
That'd be funny if that's his answer for everything. Every single thing that he is at. Well, I'm going to keep that in-house. I'm going
to
keep that one.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On close to the vest. How do you feel about this great win over Cleveland? You threw for 400 yards and 4 TDs. I don't want to speak about that publicly. That's something that that's locker room material.
But what happened? You know what happens between us stays between us. You think Tua grew up like that? Tua's not. He's not Goodfellas. He's Tua Tagovailoa. He doesn't understand that stuff, man.
This is Tua talking about the best leaders on the Dolphins offense?
Alec Ingold. You got Aaron Brewer.
Should have stopped it after Alec
Austin
Ingold.
Jackson. I mean, you got a lot of guys. Even Devon Achane. You got a lot of guys. And then vice versa with the defensive side. Jordan Brooks. You got Bradley Chubb, Zach Sealer, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Tyrell Dotson. Like, you got a good amount of guys.
But everybody's showing up late. Great leaders. Everyone's showing up late. We got to get it.
Great if he said all that. He goes, but don't ask me anything about this Anthony Weaver guy, because you see this defense that's trotting out there.
Austin Jackson hadn't touched the field. Aaron Brewer hadn't touched the field. Alec Ingold plays six snaps a game.
Liam Eikenberg.
And he's having the worst season he's had.
What are we speaking about?
This Julian Hill.
Actually having the best season that he's had.
Julian Hill, second in receptions this past week against LA. I'm just throwing it out there.
Leads the team in 2-point conversions, I think.
That was the preseason.
No, it was game one.
And finally, he kind of touched on this, but Tua talking about how this all came about because of frustration.
It did. And as I said, like, you just can't happen, you know, like that's one of the things you can't have happen. Especially the way things are going for our team being 1-5, I can see how that can be misconstrued or whatever, not, after it being a loss too. So,
all right.
You know what?
I mean, it all stems from winning and losing. I mean, everything that we're talking about, everything gets exacerbated when you're losing, and everything is met with roses and hugs when you're winning. Everything's cute. Rex Ryan's the cutest, funniest head coach with all the quips when you're winning, and it's terrible. Right, and it's terrible when you're losing. And Mike McDaniel, he's, you know, quoting rap lines when he's being, you know, coming introduced to the Dolphins. And he's the most quirky, interesting guy that you've ever seen coach an NFL team. And then it's terrible when you're losing. I mean, this is constant.
I saw somebody say this on Twitter. If Jalen Phillips wraps up Justin Herbert and brings him down, we are not having this conversation at all. Tua does not make those comments. Yeah. If Jalen Phillips wraps up Justin Herbert and brings him down. It's funny that you say that. It does boil down to winning and losing. But again, I guess the frustration boiling over from that not happening caused him to react the way he did.
Well, I mean, you can understand where he's like, hey, I gave you the lead with less than a minute to go. You can't hold the lead.
But you can't be that guy when in all of the other games you've had a chance at the end and you haven't come through. When your Fair. Track record Fair. Of late is I don't come through at the end,
yeah,
and then you finally do it once, you can't really get mad at the other unit.
Although he kind of did it in Carolina as well.
Yeah, and then got the ball back and then overthrew Jalen Waddle, and that was the end of that
drive. But he never should have had to get the ball back.
Tua's never been on a garbage team in his life.
No.
Good point.
That has something to do with it, too.
That's what I said. This is new. Like, when you keep saying this is new ground for him, this is new territory for him. And even when the Dolphins were middling, forget about Alabama, even when the Dolphins were middling, he was always outperforming everyone.
Yeah.
Because his first couple years, that was Flores, where he was getting in and out, Fitzpatrick and all. Then he goes 11-6, then 8-9. Like, they weren't great. 9-8, 9-8, 11-6, 8-9. But they weren't garbage. This is the first time in his entire life he's on a bad team, and you as a starting quarterback, $250 million man, have to answer for everybody's mistakes. Why aren't y'all talking to Jalen Phillips about tackling that damn guy? You know, to your point about Anthony Weaver, they can't stop the damn run. He can't say that, and I don't. He's venting that in a very peculiar way.
Yeah, but that's the territory that comes with being a top five highest paid player in the NFL, and it comes with you regressing. Talk about, you know, his game-winning drive. I'm with you, but at the end of the day, he has regressed. Every metric is showing you, other than Hawk hitting,
which I think is
Hawk
part
hitting
of
the
his
rushing
frustration.
Every week.
But isn't that part of his frustration? He knows he's regressed, and when you say that comes with the territory, again, brand new territory for him. He's learning it.
Mm-hmm.
Learn quicker.
Yeah.
Come on now. He's not a second-year guy.
Right.
It's six. And I think he might be on the downside of his physical ability.
Now you've gone too far.
Are rushing props out yet against Cleveland?
Well, let's see.
Appel, who's going to block Myles Garrett?
Anthony Weaver.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not really sure how the Browns use him, but if they're not purposely matching him up with Larry Borum for every snap, they're doing something wrong.
Well, no, I just put him up wherever Jonah Savai not. You know how have you ever seen the replacements where the kicker with the cigarette, he's about to kick the onside kick. He's like, where's my bitch? Where's my bitch? Where's my bitch? That's Jonah Savainaya next week.
There's no Tua rushing props yet. Achan rushing prop is set at 60.5. Ollie Gordon is set at 14.5.
Under.
Hey, man. I haven't told y'all about David Bowens and JT. They were on opposite side, like JT and Trace. You know those bookends, like Chubb and Phillips. So JT would whoop a tackle a couple times, and Debo would be in the huddle. JT, man, let me get over there on their right. Let me get over there. JT would be like, hell no, you ain't coming over here. He's sorry as hell. I'm not letting you go. Zach's trying to call the defense. They're arguing about switching sides. Man, JT, let me get some of that over there. It was the funniest thing in the world.
This is Ollie Gordon. Ollie Gordon all of a sudden is I thought he was like the next Derrick Henry.
Bust.
Now I think he's the next Kalen Ballage.
He's the next Kamani Vidal.
Who is that?
Fish.
It's good. That little bitty boy that had 120 yards. Goodness gracious.
Yep.
No, I think the next Kalen Ballage is Charbonnet. In Seattle, have you seen these numbers from Zach Charbonnet? It's like he's averaging negative yards, I think, on the season. Something ridiculous.
He had I just had them in Jacksonville last weekend. I think he had like 12 carries for 24 yards in the game.
Those are Kalen Ballage numbers.
What's this Judkins going to do this week against this Dolphins defense?
400 Ooh. All-purpose yards. But I mean, we're joking about it, but Tua's the guy that has to go out there and pretend that it's not happening around him. No, like, I mean, it's a little snapshot into what's going on in his psyche. Guy's waking up in the middle of the night. He sees visions of Rico Dowdle. And then...
Hey, I mean, Donald did it again last weekend. Maybe he's just good.
Yeah.
The run defense made Tim Bowens leave the game. I forgot to tell y'all that. After little Vidal broke one of them long runs, Big Timbo was in the alumni box.
Get it?
He said, see, I got to go, man. This bleep is terrible. Because, you know, them big D tackles take pride in run defense. Man, bleep this, man. I got to go. This bleep is terrible.
Must have been one. Algie Crumpler was saying on the sideline, bro, 52's out there. Man. Let me throw me the ball, Vic. Hey, throw me the ball, Vic.
That little pot-belly bastard can run.
Vic's like, nah, I'm not throwing anything. I'm just running.
That's on the defensive coordinator. Who needs to spy Mike Vic, the fastest man in the league? Crowder. Crowder. Who Crowder? Not Channing.
All right, guys. Just to wrap up some actual headlines here. Absent from Dolphins practice today, Alec Ingold, one of the many leaders of the Dolphins offense. Darren Waller, Aaron Brewer.
Literally the first name he mentioned. Is...
Ingold's amazing.
Speaks volumes.
And Elijah Campbell as well. Dolphins Browns on Sunday 1 p.m. Don't forget, Hurricanes play Friday night against Louisville. Shout out to my FIU Panthers, big time win on the road yesterday. Damn. Sorry, Hawk.
cost me a ton of money. Yeah. I put the entire bankroll on Western Kentucky.
Frauds.
Yeah. Were they 4-1, 5-1? Yeah,
5-1. They were 5-1. This Maverick McIver at quarterback, please.
Frauds.
Hawk couldn't name a player, and you just named one. He didn't remember.
No, I didn't watch any of the game. All I knew is that FIU stunk, and I looked at Western Kentucky's record. I go, they're not going on the road and staying within 10 points of this team.
I know way too much about the Hilltoppers. Tyson Helton, figure it out.
Nobody knows.
It's their coach.
There's football tonight as well, but Canes and Louisville are going to play Friday. And then tonight, you've got some more MLB action coming your way. The Panthers, as I mentioned earlier, they do play in the Trois tonight. Seattle stole two on the road. Now they host Toronto, trying to clinch a World Series berth.
First one ever.
Can't believe they didn't get there with Griffey.
They're one of the best.
That's just such a great, like, such a great baseball comment that anyone with no knowledge of baseball can make. Because I could make that comment as well. That's a good one to have in the arsenal.
Don't forget Randy Johnson.
Yeah, don't forget the Randy big Johnson.
Yeah, that's my favorite pitcher.
Yeah,
remember, who was the battery back then, Solana?
I'm sorry. No, I didn't hear you. I was gonna say because I hear Randy Johnson, and you want another go-to that anybody with zero baseball knowledge knows?
Sure.
Oh, Randy Johnson! Remember when he hit that bird? Oh,
yeah. I was gonna say, oh, poor bird.
Poor bird, man. Yesterday was the 22-year anniversary of the Bartman game in Chicago.
That guy got a bad rap.
Hard to imagine not winning anything with Moises Alou.
You know, I don't think he makes that catch, if we're being honest.
He doesn't.
All right, your weather.
Call me, homie.
Your weather, it's sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit ChillZoneAC.com.
You want to stick around for another segment? Solana's got to get out of here anyway, so we can sub you in if you want.
I'll tag in.
All right, he's going to tag in. You want to do headlines at 5?
Hey, Solana, send me all your headlines. Okay. I'll read them poorly. Okay.
All right, Solana's going to go to the red, white, and pink game. You will hear him tonight, 6 p.m. on 560 a.m. And that broadcast generally, Solana, correct me if I'm wrong, is interviews and stories. Like, there's not too much play-by-play of the red, white, and pink game, is there?
No, not really. Typically, we would have different members of, you know, the Heat broadcast team stop by, Amy, Jax, in the past, Eric Reed. But they're doing their own separate broadcast on YouTube tonight.
Oh.
We weren't invited on that. So tonight it's really just gonna be Tobin, Tommy Tighe, and myself. And we're just talking about the Heat season. This is kind of new ground because the red, white, and pink game is usually our first look at everybody. They do that before training camp or right after training camp starts. We've gotten 5 games, preseason games under our belt already. So actually a lot to talk about in terms of previewing the Miami Heat, so this will serve as a soft preview of the regular season.
Wow.
Amy and Jax have now gotten competition with y'all?
I don't think it's competition. I think there's going to be a lot more people watching the YouTube broadcast tonight.
Like they're like the Manning cast, right?
They're like the Manning cast, and Tommy and I are just the radio boobs on the side. But I think the product we'll put out on AM 560 tonight, while there's a back-to-back Stanley Cup champs broadcast going on much clearer radio waves, FM, I think the product we're going to put out tonight will be phenomenal. So I think everybody should tune in.
All right.
I'm listening to you. I'll be in the car.
Look at that.
My guy.
You got one.
All right.
I'm going to text you a bunch, though. Just get ready.
You want to call in? Man. You want to call in? We'll burn a segment.
Man, this Keyshawn Johnson's got to show something.
If you tell Tommy I'm calling in at 6:10, he's going to go crazy.
He will be at the concession stand at 6:08. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Appel will be here with me and Crowder when we come back. Have a good broadcast tonight, Solana, and we'll talk more in a moment.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua? You can make Tua Tartar.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I should probably check the show sheet. Are you playing this because a movie was released, or is this because we were talking baseball, Jimmy?
We were talking baseball.
I like it. Solana took off to go to the Kaseya Center. Appel is here with me and Crowder. So one of the things I wanted to get to today, and I haven't had an opportunity to yet, but I know Appel will enjoy. Last night, Lori and I go out to dinner. We go to Delray Beach. And you know how we've had this conversation on the show. When I get a lobster roll, I always say the preferred form of lobster roll. Remember Funky Buddha? They do the Eat the Enemy dish for whoever the opponent's team is. And I think it was the New England Patriots. They did lobster rolls, right? Mm-hmm. And I think they were doing, I think I said they did cold and warm, right?
Yeah, they had both of them.
Yeah. So my preferred choice for a lobster roll is cold. Always. That's
crazy.
I've always maintained it's like a refreshing sandwich. And anyway, long story short, we're on Atlantic Avenue last night. We go to a place. What was the name of the place? Do you remember, Appel? I don't remember the name of the place. Appel's muted. We can't hear him.
Why you look so upset, Appel? It's okay.
Because he's not the one muting himself. Jimmy is muting him.
I am not muting him.
Did you mute yourself, Appel?
No, I don't touch the screen.
I didn't do it. I swear.
That's the name of the place, Hampton Social. So we go to Hampton Social, and it says lobster roll. It's on the menu, market price. How much is it? I think it was $39.
Boom.
So I say, how does it come? She says, it's Manhattan style, so it's warm with drawn butter. Mm. And I said, oh, interesting, because I usually don't get it warm. She's like, well, we can give you a cold one. We also serve them cold. And I think it was maybe like a mustard sauce or something. I don't think it was dry. And she said, but I'm telling you, the warm one is the way to go. I said, okay, I'll take your word for it. The best lobster roll I've ever eaten in my life.
Yeah.
These fools who are eating cold lobster rolls are out of their minds.
It's warm meat. It's delicious. It's hearty. Lobster meat is hearty meat. Warm.
This one was so good. I'm telling you, I love a lobster roll. I don't get paid from Hampton Social. Hampton Social, the single best lobster roll I've ever eaten in my life.
Where is it at?
I don't think I've ever had a lobster roll.
You eat like a elementary school child, though.
Yeah. But I like lobster. I've just never had a lobster roll. For whatever reason.
It's always just out of the shell.
I just got something else.
But that lobster roll, that the bread that they put it on is always so good, man. Mm.
You got to open your horizons, Josh.
Oh, you should have seen what I had last night.
But I do have to say, Tito Benach was a longtime producer on this radio station. I've had a long-running feud with him on the proper way to eat a lobster roll. Mm-hmm. And he's always maintained warm. I've always maintained cold. And he did get it right. And when he saw my Instagram post last night, he texted me. After all these years, you know, you finally admit it, something like that. And I did to Tito what I do, which is I never admitted wrongdoing. I told him his take was always that a cold lobster roll was better and that he's finally seeing the light. And, you know, he came with receipts. He had old tweets of mine or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just ignored everything and just kept turning it around on him.
Insane.
He had to have been out of his mind with fury last night.
Yes.
It's funny. I also got an unsolicited text from Tito about this. He was so excited to take his victory lap on this debate.
Yeah.
I hope you told him to cry more after you.
Other than cold cuts, you know, like deli meat.
No, but on a hot day, like if you're on a hot day, especially up in the Northeast, I'm talking like if you're vacationing Martha's Vineyard, it's a hot day. You go to one of those little shacks. You get a lobster roll. You don't want a warm one there. You want a cold one. That's a nice refreshing snack in the middle of the day.
You want to get refreshed? You drink a seltzer water. Meat's hot.
Seltzer water.
Other than cold cuts, there's no other hot. There's no cold meat that's better than hot meat. And even the toasted. Honestly, now they toast the subs. That meat is warm.
Interesting. Is there a cold meat? Is there a meat served cold
that's better?
Better than
hot?
Served hot. That's a very good question. I don't think I could come up with one.
The filter fish.
Oh, salmon. I love my packet of salmon for lunch in the afternoon.
That's not better than a big, thick salmon.
I don't know. Because sometimes Lori will make salmon and she'll say, I'm going to put it over salad. Do you want the salmon hot or cold? And I think sometimes I like the salmon cold.
Cold fish.
Yeah.
No, Huck. It's edible. Like sushi. Sushi is good. It's cold raw meat, which is extreme. Yeah. But it's still not better than good old warm meat.
I don't know.
I do.
I'm paralyzed trying to think of a cold meat that's better than one that's warm. I literally can't.
I like cold fried chicken over hot fried chicken.
That's serial killer talk.
What? You wouldn't rather have fried chicken out of the fridge than the greasy, drippy fried chicken that comes out of the bucket?
A breast from Popeye, spicy, straight out the grease.
Out the fridge.
out the fridge, leftovers. They call them leftovers because they're left over from the initial meal that was cooked.
No, I think the better fried chicken is cold fried chicken.
That's crazy talk.
That is crazy.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, there you go. Your ally is Jimmy.
I'll take Jimmy on this one.
Your position? Yeah, I think I like Jimmy as a food ally.
Yeah.
I don't think you want to.
Omar Kelly texts me. He says, a real ham sandwich cut from a honey-baked ham is better cold.
No.
And then he texts, but I still hate sandwiches. Because remember, his whole thing was, I hate sandwiches. You can't text me that, Omar, and then remember all of a sudden you don't like sandwiches.
No, okay. Omar, so the honey-baked ham, this is interesting. Honey-baked ham is warm with the warm little glaze with the sugar crust. That's delicious. Cold, crusty, little sugar edge. No, Omar, you're wrong.
A cold ham sandwich is always 1,000 times better than a warm ham sandwich.
No.
I've also never had a ham sandwich. I've never had one.
So how do you have an opinion?
Because I can tell. I'm not an idiot.
You can watch people eat it and see they don't like it as much.
Yup.
Look at his face. Right. Look at his face. He hates
5 o'clock hour is coming up. We will play you the Tua statement that he made at the beginning of his press conference in the headlines here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, which is coming up. So don't go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I think we need to implement every day on this show 4 o'clock, clotted butter, and scone.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.